Got it, Rex.
Is that Mr. Alex?
No, this is Tony.
Hi, Tony. My name's James Cruttendon. I had a bit of work done off Alex a long time ago, but now I'm living down at Camperdown.
Okay.
I've got a 2002 STI, bug eye, obviously, with a fair bit of work done to it. But it's been running on E85, which I'm assuming there's no answers to the E85, or are we able to get it somewhere? I haven't been able to find anywhere.
E85?
Yeah, E85, yeah.
It's pretty readily available. I don't know around you, but here there's a fair few servers around us.
Okay, because I used to always get it from United.
Yep.
And they've stopped everywhere. They've stopped in Melbourne, I know, because I've got onto them. They're not supplying it anymore.
Okay, that's not true, because we're still getting it from United.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll find that out. So what... part of the reason is I wanted to get a tune in the net in, well, after Christmas is fine, but I want to get a tune done, depending on what I find out about the fuel, because I'm living down here now, what the alternatives will be in terms of 98 and what, you know, what the difference is going to be in the tune relevant to what it is now.
Yeah, so there'll definitely be a lot less power on 98.
Okay.
So how much power is it making at the moment?
A bit over 400 horsepower.
So about 300-ish kilowatts.
I think it was about the 315.
315?
Roughly, roughly. It may not be that now, because I know there's been a couple of things which I need you to check when I bring it in, but anyway.
Yeah. On 98, you'd probably be lucky to make 250.
Oh, okay, so a huge difference.
Because
there still should be a fair amount of volume requirement for the E85, but that's what amazed me when they told me it's not available.
Maybe not available in your area is what they're trying to say.
No, it wasn't here. I checked in Melbourne. That's what I'm saying to you. I did check at United in Melbourne.
Yeah. Oh, we literally got some yesterday from the one in Altona.
No, I believe it, but I'm just saying, mate, this is what I used to get mostly the one, I didn't ring the one in Camp Road, but I used to go to the one in Bell Street, and they definitely didn't have it anymore.
Yeah, right. I know there definitely has been a few that have shut down, but there's still a fair few with them. Yeah, still got it.
Okay, that's fine. So really, at the moment, I can live with it. How long would the fuel, because I did buy a reasonable amount of fuel, and I do put an additive in it for the E85. How long should the fuel last? Does it go stale pretty quick or not too bad?
Depends on how you store it. If it's sealed in a drum and
no,
not
sealed
touching
in
the floor...
No, it's sealed in a proper, 20-litre sealed can.
Yeah, and it's not on the floor, is it?
I'm going to say probably at the moment, but I've only been here a short while. Is on the floor make a difference, does it?
Yeah. So I'd
why
be putting
it, why
up...
Why is that?
It'll absorb more moisture, especially if they're canned metal.
Yeah, they are metal, yeah.
Yeah,
would I be
metal,
better off getting plastic ones?
That or just put them on a block of wood.
Okay, I can put them up in shelving. That's easy. I don't mind.
As long as they're not touching the floor. That'll help them live a bit longer.
Yep.
Otherwise, there's not really a time frame. Like, you can test it. You buy a little E85 test kit, and if it goes above E85, it goes to, E90. That means that fuel's gone off.
Yep.
Just as it means it's got more water content.
Yeah. Well, that was what the additive I've got, but I haven't put it in all of those cans, which I normally do. That's what that was for, to stop that moisture gain. Yeah.
So,
all right.
Otherwise, normally it lasts about a year, I'd say.
Oh, okay. Well, so I'm nowhere near that yet. I'm sort of got
that's
about 3 months.
That's stored properly and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, no, I get that. And the other thing was, I want to put some new plugs in it, so but I needed to talk to you about, are you able to check the injectors, or on the tune you see whether it's getting a bit close to its duty cycle?
We'll be able to see in the tune. We won't really know without pulling them out and getting them tested. But in the tune, if one of them needs a whole bunch more fuel, then that one's not working quite as well.
Yep.
So we can sort of work it out that way too. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I remember the last tune I had done, which is a fair while ago. He told me on the E85 it was okay, but it was starting to get up to its limit. So
yeah,
I suppose what I'll do is just obviously get you to do this, you know, whatever you do, the basic start of the tune and see what it looks like.
Yeah, so is the car on just E85 only, or is it on flex fuel?
Yeah, no, that was the other thing I was going to ask you when I come.
Yeah.
Is it easy to have it on a map where I can change it to a 98 if I need to?
We can do flex fuel now, so you said 02 SDI?
Yeah, an 02 SDI, yeah, but it's got a fucking heap of shit under it, so it depends on what changes to that.
Factory ECU?
No, it's got a... what's the fucking name of it?
Link?
Yeah, it's got a Link's GT4 on it.
Yeah.
Is that okay or not?
Yeah, we can do flex fuel on Link's. So with flex fuel, you just get a sensor, and then you can literally put whatever blend of 98 and the 85 you want in there. You don't have to do any map switching. It does it itself.
Okay. Yeah. And with that, it's not really affecting a good tune on the 85?
It'll be the same tune on the 85. But then we do a 98 tune as well, and then we've got some, and then obviously the Oracle do some merging, so you can map the in between them, and that gives it the right, obviously, power for that level.
Is that a sensor on the fuel line, or is it?
Yeah, sensor
else?
In the fuel line, and then obviously all the logic in the ECU.
Okay, and one other little question: this engine's got all of the fuel lines from. It's got an extra pump up the front with a small, like a little. Storage reserve, where it's got a little bit better pump, I believe, in the back. It's got a new pump up at the front, and then it's got the dual rails. With that, it ended up with a lot of flexi hoses, and I've had a lot of problems with them. I've had a couple of real bad leaks over a period of time.
Yeah.
So what I wanted to do was obviously I'd have to get a price, but I wanted to run some stainless tube, like
we've got a hose that we use now. It's a little bit different. It is a stainless hose. Do that for you. All this sort of work, I probably need you to shoot through an email so Alec can respond to you.
Yep, okay.
Just jog his memory of the car, obviously, which you probably remember anyway. And then I'll get him to respond to you with some quotes, or at least pricing and that sort of thing.
Yeah, just a ballpark figure will do, because I know, obviously, sometimes you come across other shit and you've got to obviously say to me, look, we need to do this, and then I can just give you the go-ahead over the phone. That's not a problem.
Yeah, yeah. I need you to speak to Al about this sort of stuff, though, because he normally does that sort of bigger stuff in the background.
Yeah, yeah, yep.
Do you reckon you could shoot him an email?
Yeah, just...
drop your number in there as well, and then he'll get back to you. He'll either call you or just respond to the email.
Okay, can you, are you able to send me a text with the email or something so I can send him text. Yeah, you just send me his email details, or is that on the web if I look it up?
It's a simple one anyway. It's just sales@gotitrex.com.au.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, nice and easy. That's his email anyway.
All right, buddy. And what was your name again? Was it Tony?
My name's Tony, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Who does the tune now there? Someone?
Warwick.
Ah, Warwick, yeah, that's the guy I was recommended, because I know... I've dealt with Greg out at Top Talk forever.
Yeah, yeah.
He's done all my work, and he recommended Warwick. He said he was very good.
Yeah, Warwick's right.
Okay, all right. Well, thanks for that. Much appreciated. I'll flick him the details, and you give me enough
just
information.
Just a list of what you want, and then he'll work it out from there.
Okay, mate. No worries. The tune itself, would I be able to book that in and just basically come down with the car and get it done and take it back? Or, you know, like if I had booked it in far enough ahead?
Yes, but I'd probably prefer him to give you the date anyway, because he might be able to squeeze you in somewhere.
There's no rush. It's not a real rush at the moment.
We're not that far out at the moment anyway. We're only booking for like mid to late November.
Okay, mate. No worries at all.
Yeah, so plenty of time.
No worries. Thanks very much, Tony.
Well, too easy.
See you later, mate. Bye.
Thanks. See ya.
Bye.